evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show where we discuss culture, visual art, and the creative community. I'm your host, Ahmad Rule, better known as Maddie, and thank you all so very much for tuning in to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio, where there is fresh news and smart talk all day. Feel free to visit the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas' website at nagb.org.bs for all our current programming, upcoming shows, events. Also, shoot over to your mobile app store and download the Guardian Talk Radio to ensure that you have us at your fingertips and on demand every day. We here at The Blank Canvas thank you all so very much for your continued support in sharing and discussing our Bahamian heritage. Joining me today in this first segment is the amazing and dynamic Community Outreach Officer of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, Zeria Monroe Wilkinson. Good evening and welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
How are you today?
I'm well. I am well and rested and ready to go.
Good. I'm so happy to hear that. So welcome back from Exuma.
Yes.
Congratulations on a phenomenal show from what we've seen so far. Could you tell us about 30 Island Life Perspectives?
So, 30 Island Life Perspectives opened for the last time.
Aww.
On the island of Exuma. We're in Georgetown, Exuma at the Exuma Arts Network Gallery in the NIV building. So if you're in Exuma, go and check us out. They're open Tuesday to Saturday, 12 to 5 p.m. The show 30 Island Life Perspective is based on the idea, well, not the idea, but the fact that there are 700 islands and keys in our archipelago, but only 30 of them are actually inhabited by people.
Yeah.
So we wanted to look at the different perspectives, differing and similar perspectives from each island, like what it is to grow up on each island separately, what are the differences, what are the similarities, what are the things that join us all together in this 50th year. Yeah, for our anniversary.
I love that.
So, 30 is open now, and it's open until May 14th. So, go over there and see Sansan at the Exuma Arts Network Gallery.
I think I'm happy that you guys got it open and ready for people right before the Easter holiday.
Yeah, but I think that helped too because we had a really great turnout. We had a really big crowd. So thank you, Exuma, for coming out to see us.
So tell us about the opening. How was it?
It was lovely. So Vibe Exuma donated their time to do bites for us.
Nice.
So that was really nice. And we had drinks and we had great conversations. We did a curator's talk on the fly.
I love that.
Amani and I were there and they had a lot of questions and everyone was fully engaged. Everyone seemed to really interact well with the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm really happy about that.
I think moments like that is what's needed. I know for sure that you guys took a different approach on the opening of this particular show that differs from how we traditionally open shows, which are like, yeah, constructed 6 to 9 or 6 to 8. How would that like stretch of time during the day better for the show?
So we find particularly, well, you know what it's like to be an adult and adulting, and you have like 2 days off during the week, which is your one Saturday, and Saturday's for errands and Sunday's for rest. So people tend to be a lot busier on the weekend than they are during the week. So we found when we stretch the opening out throughout the entire day, while they're on the way to do their errands, when they're done with their errands, after they're done cleaning, we're still there.
Yeah.
They can come out and see us at any time. And so people choose a time that works best for them, and we're there waiting for them to show up.
I love that. And I feel like I think it was necessary simply because of island life. You know,
yeah.
Like island life isn't as fast paced as Nassau, where it's like, because we go to openings here like it's somebody's happy hour.
We're like, yeah, it's 6 o'clock, we get the drinks and then dinner. But island is a lot slower and they're like, we'll get there.
Yeah.
So and you need to give them more time to.
But I also feel like a lot of them wanted, from the photos and videos that I saw, I feel like a lot of them wanted to like take some time and actually like tour the space.
Yeah.
And have conversations about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but they did. That's exactly, you're exactly.
How, is this how they ended up with the curator's talk?
Yes. This is exactly what ended up. So we usually try to do on the family island, we always do a curator's talk, and we found that when we do it in conjunction with the opening, people get a better perspective of the show from the jump.
Yeah.
And so we usually do the opening all day and then the curator's talk in the evening. But we had so many people come through and the conversation was just going and everybody's asking questions, so we were like, you know what, curated sock tie.
I love that.
And so we just gathered everybody together and we did a tour of the space and the concepts, the themes, the curation of the show, and tried to give everyone a good perspective of the show as it is installed in Exuma.
I love that. Thank you, Exuma, for showing my family so much good hospitality and showing out. I feel like the collection loves being on the family islands.
Yes.
And the collection loves like being in spaces like that and being seen. Yes. yes, for sure. So shout out to Exuma Arts Network.
Yes.
Tell us about some of the stuff that they had going on down there at the
Exuma
same time.
Arts Network is actually going to be hosting a lot of the programming for the ITE this time around.
Nice.
So we worked with them last year and that went really, really well. It was super successful. Shout out to the whole team down there. So they'll be hosting student workshops.
Mm-hmm.
With the high school, so we're excited to hear that, starting at the 14th of April.
Right.
They're doing a sip and paint on the 28th. I know someone's been asking about that. You were asking about it on the opening night, so on the 28th.
What you mean they're asking about on opening night?
They
come out with a sip and paint. I love that.
So they're waiting. So on the 28th of April, the sip and paint is going to be over at the Exuma Gymnastics Center. And we're hosting tours. So the Garden Club is coming in for a tour this
nice.
Week. And the primary school students are coming for a tour during the course and exhibition. So it's not just the students are coming for tours. If you have a group of you and your cousin and your sister and your auntie want to come, like schedule a tour, I'm sure they'd be glad to help you walk through the space.
I love that. So share with us some of the brief preparations. Went into the show.
So, curatorial flew down some days in advance. So, our collections care specialist, Charlotte Barrett, and co-curator and associate assistant curator, Amani Hepburn, flew down 3 or 4 days in advance. They flew in the day after the collection arrived.
Mm-hmm.
They got to installing. Those crates are giant. They're heavy. It's a lot of manual labor.
Shout out to Chato and Amani.
Because it was a lot. And they got this show with the help of the Exuma Arts Network down there installed.
Yeah.
And it was installed in time. We got everything installed by the evening of the day before, which would have been the 31st, and then we opened up on the 1st, and that was exciting. We're happy to be there and have everything just ready to go. I'm so happy to have such a confident team working with me.
Yeah, and I think I love hearing every time someone from Exuma Arts Network comes up and they're talking about it. It's like every time you guys go down there, they learn something new.
I love that, right? Because there aren't a lot of opportunities for professional development, I think, on the family islands. And learning this kind of work is a very niche kind of work. It's very specific. And there aren't a lot of people, I think, that can do it. I know it's common for us because we see them walking around every day. Like, oh, yeah, you know, people who can,
do it.
But that's not always the case in a lot of different spaces. So I'm happy that we get the opportunity to work with different partners and they learn in the process and they grow and they try new things.
Do you think it sharpens our tool a little bit to teach others how to do it?
I think so. I think when you're able to teach, you understand it just a little bit better. I think in order to teach it, you have to understand it so well, like breathing, like just existing.
Look at educator porn out of you.
I know. And understanding it doesn't mean you can teach it. So the fact that the team here is able to teach means that they are the best to ever do it. I don't know how else to say it.
It is true. They are the golden standard. I have no doubt about that. What's coming up for the education team at the NHUB?
So right now we still have Antonius Roberts' show here.
Art Ecology and Sacred Space. Shout out to Krista Thompson.
So we're working on an exhibition extension workshop right now with the artist Antonius Roberts.
Nice.
So he's hosting a workshop here on April 22nd and 29th. It's a 2-day workshop, 2 Saturdays back to back. And you get to just be in his practice with him. So we're not going to be painting and it's not going to be printmaking. It's Antonius style. So you know there's going to be wood.
Yeah.
There's going to be heft. There's going to be in full engagement in the workshop. And it's focused, it's centered around the idea of what sacred space is for you.
Mm-hmm.
So he's inviting the participants to consider what sacred space means to them and to create in his style
their
own sacred spaces. shows.
I love that.
So I think that's going to be a really exciting time. And it's something you can do with the whole family, as long as they're 8 years and older. Because there are some heavy-duty things that they need to be able to do. So then it's not really for children.
Have registration open up for that?
Registration is open, and the links are on our pages. So please go ahead and check that out. Sign-up space is limited, but we do have some spaces still open, and it's free. I mean, how often are you going to get a tour by one of the great artists of our time, of his own show, and do a workshop with him? So I think that's a great opportunity for everybody.
I think that's awesome. Everyone heard that? That's April 22nd. So I want everybody to come on April 22nd. Just like bombard the place on April 22nd. Overload the education team.
Oh, please don't. I mean, yes, it does.
Overload the education team. So that when you guys come back on April 22nd, they are more than ready to receive it, to receive you all. And I can't, I think what I love about community workshops and opportunities like this, you get to see people's responses to an artist's work.
Yes.
You get to see someone who's very like introverted, or somebody who's thinking way out of the box, and they bring this level of creativity that even like renews the sense of what the original work was about.
Yes, right? So it's sort of like a loop. So the artist takes you on a tour and explains the show, and you're like, oh, well, I saw it this way. And then this does open engagement and feedback loop, and it's like, oh, okay, and so now we can include that in the next one. And so I think it's always a good experience to everyone.
I love that. Yeah. What sort of community workshops do you enjoy the most?
I enjoy, and this is going to be crazy because I'm my teacher, I enjoy the ones with the kids when they're just allowed to run wild and explore with no limits. Mm-hmm. So we get like the afternoons come and they just take, it's like a whole day of them just like exploring materials and exploring the premises and exploring the artwork, and it's a new experience for them,
I think,
than it is for some of us jaded adults. And they're more willing to try new things. Like nothing for them is off limit.
Yeah.
And everything is possible. So they teach us.
Yeah.
More than we teach them at that point.
I've seen it. I've definitely seen it. I think it was last year's summer camp where one of the teachers taught a lesson about like montages and stuff, and then somebody decided to pull out some glitter. And that was it.
Yeah. and summer camp is like that, where you just, there's a curriculum and there's an idea, but the kids are allowed to explore that idea in any kind of way they want, with any media they want. And so that's always a really great experience.
I love that. I think I miss a lot of like impromptu art workshops that kind of used to pop up all the time. And I think we all need to kind of get back on that. I'm going to say NAGP should do it.
I think impromptu workshops are great because they feel impromptu to the participants, but they're never impromptu to the
facilitator. Right.
So those always take a little bit of time. But I think, yeah, absolutely.
Nice. I love that. Could you tell us a little bit about some other projects that the education team has been working on currently?
So, other than Antonio Roberts workshop, I can also now say that the next ITE will be in Grand Bahama.
Woo!
In the fall.
Oh my gosh.
And so we're excited about that because we're bringing back a returning show, Refuge.
Oh, I love that.
To take to Grand Bahama. So I'm really, really excited about what that's going to look like.
Yeah.
Because there was a show that we had in Nassau about Grand Bahama and their experiences.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's important to see how it fits in that space.
Now.
Yeah.
I agree.
Some years later.
Y'all are so brave and courageous. I hope that I get an invitation to come to the Grand Bahamas. how was Ardenoon recently?
Ardenoon was great. Ardenoon always a lot of blast. Always a blast. We also have a ton of kids. They bring their adults with them because it's the kids with their adults. And we have a good time. They Easter egg hunt, tons of prizes.
What was the final count this year?
The person that found the most eggs. The found most eggs was 190.
Oh my god. What? Yes. Congratulations!
Yeah, good job.
Was this the one, the champion from 3 years ago?
No.
This is the new
140 something.
Oh.
I'll tell you what happened. There were two sisters who wanted to hunt together. And they're like, you know what? We're just going to do everything together and get one prize. And they together beat our So, yes.
Way to go. Way to go, girls. They did that during International Women's Month. So with that, let's take a short break. But continue to listen to the NAGB's Blank Canvas, the show where we speak about visual art, culture, and the creative community here on 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Stay tuned.